My wife just read an amazing story last night about this Jew who lives in France. About this Jew who lives in France. And he lives in this building in this area where there's a lot of government officials and different important people and this kind of thing. And this kind of building where everybody sort of sees and knows each other, but nobody talks to each other. It's just like kind of that kind of level of a lot of well-to-do people. And all of a sudden, one day, he's going down the elevator, and the elevator stops on the floor, and in walks one of his neighbors. And he's a very distinguished man, and he says, why are you so happy today? And he's just, like, taken aback, because nobody ever talks to each other here. They're just kind of like, everybody just minds their own business. And he says, well, it's a crime to be happy. It's not good to be happy. He says, of course. He says, but you seem extra happy today. He says, well, of course, it's because we're soon, this coming week or whatever, celebrating our son's bar mitzvah. And so this person says, what's that? He says, well, it's in Jewish law when a boy becomes of age and joins the community and he's obligated in all the commandments of our Torah. So he said, for example, like what? He says, well, like, you ever heard of tefillin, like phylacteries, like they put the boxes? He says, yeah, I heard of that. So he says, so he first puts that on then. He says, never before? No. He says, well, that's very interesting. I learned something for the first time. He said, whatever, they talked a little bit, and so they were standing in the parking lot waiting to get into their cars, and this guy is really interested. So finally he says, I forget if he asked him or he found out where he found out, but this guy is the Turkish ambassador to France. Mm-hmm. And so he says, not Turkish, Moroccan. Mm-hmm. The Moroccan ambassador to France. And so he says to him, he says, by the way, would it be possible that I could attend your bar mitzvah? I'd like to see your celebration. So he says, yeah, why not? So he says, I'll have my family send and put an invitation in your mailbox so you'll know where it is. So then he stops for a minute and he gets in. He's just about to get into his car. He says, oh, wait a minute. He says, I just realized that's this coming Monday. He said, a day or two before that, he says, the king of Morocco is coming by me. He's visiting France, and he's going to be by me. So he says, I would really like to come to your bar mitzvah celebration. So he said, but you can't really leave the king sitting in your apartment alone, can you? He says, no. He says, so I'll bring him along. Would that be okay? He's like, okay, fine, why not? So they make the bar mitzvah celebration, and the king comes, dressed with finery like a king, and Mamash dazzled the whole simcha and made everybody very very happy and excited, and he was very pleased at the simcha, and very smiled and enjoyed the simcha. So he goes back home, and the day after the bar mitzvah, he gets a call from his friend, and he recognizes his voice on the phone. He says, the king would like to see you. He says, okay. He says, when would that be? He says, in an hour you can come over. So he comes over and he comes into his friend's, his neighbor's apartment, and the king is wearing now a well-tailored suit. He's not wearing his finery now because he wasn't going out, and so he smiles and nods to him, and he says, I really enjoyed your celebration. And he says, well, it was our honor to have your majesty by our bar mitzvah, by our simcha. It was very nice.
The true story?
Yes, the true story. And so he said, I would like to give you a gift for the honor of the celebration. So he says, your majesty's presence was more than a gift that we could ever need. It was mamash made the celebration so special, and everybody enjoyed it very much. It was mamash a very memorable thing that nobody will ever forget, the king coming by our celebration. So he says, no, I want to give you a gift. So he pulls out of his suit pocket a checkbook, and he starts writing, and he tears off the check and he gives it to him, and his jaw drops on the floor. It's for $250,000. So he said, your majesty, I'm taken aback. He says, very important and rich people at a bar mitzvah celebration like ours, they, $100, $500, $1,000 the most. He says, the king stopped and he said, I'm the king. He said, for my person who I am and my family, my royalty, he said, my signature on that check demands that that check be of a certain amount. He says, I can't, it wouldn't, as I say in Yiddish, it wouldn't pass. How do you say it? It wouldn't be fitting for me to write a check of a smaller amount. And so he said,
imagine what happens when Ribbono Shel Olam is writing that.
Exactly. So that's what Rav Steinman said on that story. He said, when we're dealing with Hashem, maybe we're asking for two small things. It's not fitting for Hashem to give us such small. We're asking for Hashem, I need 50 shekels just to cover this. I need 1,000 shekels for that. Hashem, he can't sign his name to such a small check. It just doesn't go. Anyway.
Bezat Hashem, continue. Bezat Hashem. Torah Lamed Vav, Likutei Moharan, Part Hey. Like we learned yesterday. Dezehu klal gadol. This is a big rule. She'i efshar leshum adam leasig. That no person can achieve. Ve'litfos bedivuro shel hatzadik. To understand the words of the righteous man. Im lo shetiken tchila ot berit kodesh karaui. If not, that he fixed himself holiness in 100% his covenant. Ve'azai, and then yachol la'avin ve'litfos diburo shel hatzadik. Then he can understand and grab the words of the righteous man. Means that until you came to that place, you can only believe to the tzaddik. You cannot understand what he's commanding you, what he's telling you. You just should believe him, that he knows what he's talking about. Just to count on him, to accept what that he tells you. When you fix yourself, wonderful. Also you're able to hear more, to understand more, to grab what he's talking about. Deita v'zohar, it's written in the Zohar Kadosh, Siluka di soda ad abba ve'ima, that the yesod is rising till the place that calls abba ve'ima. Shem chinat chokma uvina, that this is wisdom and power of understanding. Means that if a person purifying his yesod, so he can reach abba ve'ima, that it's wisdom and power of understanding. Shehem yudke, that it's yudke. Shehem mochin, that it's the wisdom. Nimtzak shetiken ot brit kodesh karaui. Now we can understand that when the man fixed his holiness properly, azaya mochin shelo bishlemut, so then his wisdom is perfect. Ve'yachol lehavin diburo shel hatzadik, and he can understand what the righteous man is telling him. Kefi hatikun shel kol echad, and according to how much you fix, everyone is achieving. Kach hu asagato. Vezehu klal gadol, and it's a huge rule. Ki mipi elyon lo tetze, because from the mouth of the Divine One of God, bad things are not coming out. Kim or pashut, just only a simple light. Ach lefi bechinat keli hamekabel et haor, but according to the aspect of the vessel that accepts the light, kach nitzayer haor betocho, this is how the light
forms
itself inside of the vessel. Im hakli hu bishlemut, if the vessel is complete, azayu mekabel, so then he receives bivchinat meorot male, in the aspect of full, complete light. Ve'im chas v'shalom, but if chas v'shalom hakli eino bishlemut, the vessel is not perfect, azayu mekabel bivchinat meorot chaser, so then he's receiving from that aspect that calls meorot chaser, that the lights are lacking. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Me'arat Hashem bevet rasha. I'm sorry, it's from the school of the children. Psorot ovot. Ma kore? Besteder, tegid lo shebeshah achat. אבא אמר שהוא בישיבה והוא יבוא בשעה אחת. כל טוב צדיק. Sorry, apologizing. Only wife and school. So, בעזרת השם. Like that it's written, Me'erat Hashem bevet rasha, the curse of Hashem in the house of an evil person. Hashem is cursing? No. The evil person is cursing himself. Hashem just bring down simple light. In the house of the righteous man, you see the blessing. In the house of the evil person, you can see the curse. Vezehu tzadikim yelchu bam. This is what it's written, that righteous people are going to walk in them. What it means, in them? Ki or hapashut, because the simple light, haba mil el, that comes from above, hu bechinat kemitz usetim, is in the aspect of something that you cannot understand, is very shrinked,
Diminished, small, constricted.
But according to the aspect of the vessels of the one that receives that light, who bechinat tzere, it's in the aspect of the vowel tzere, like that is written under the letters, the word tzere. Shenitztayer ha'or, that the light
is formed
itself according to the aspect of the vessel. Lefi bechinat hakli. Ve'al ken k'tiv bevil'am, and this is why it's written on bil'am, hine barech lakachti, here I took the blessing, bekamatz, it's written barech in kamatz, uverech velo ashivenu betzere, and then it's written uverech in tzere. Why in tzere? Ki afilu halekicha, because even that taking, shehi az bivchinat kemitz usetim, when Hashem Yitbarach is giving and the simple light, and then Bil'am tries to take, but he's taking it in that broken vessel, he bivchinat berech, so it's in the aspect of berech in tzere. Re'aya laze, an evidence for that, ki hu haya rotze liitztayer lefi bivchinat hakli shelo, because the light was supposed to be formed in the aspect of that vessel, the vessel that he had, shehi bechinat klala, that is an aspect of a cursing. Ve'lo haya yachol lehashiv uletzaref, and he didn't have the ability to bring it, to make it happen, uletzayer klal lefi bechinato, and to be formed according to his aspect at all. Ve'ze bechinat uverech ve'lo ashivenu. And this is what it's written, that the blessing, he haven't been answered. That Bil'am haven't been answered. Umipnei shehaya bishat lekicha, hu bechinat berech, because that it been took in the aspect of berech, in tzere, he didn't have power. He couldn't enjoy from that light, because he was in the aspect of a cursing. So nice. It's written that Rabbeinu is telling us that when a person, he finds his life inside of the Limud, it means that he learns Lishma. In the Likutei Moran, all of the time you can see that. Mamash. So it means that the fact that you're coming to learn Likutei Moran is because that you have pure intentions, really. You want to do Tshuva, why you open the Likutei Moran? Which reason in the world you have to open the Likutei Moran? Except of, I want to do Tshuva, I want to understand my purpose, I want to find powers, how to serve Hashem, how to listen to the voice of Hashem. I need to believe in that. I need to believe in how much we're good. I'm not going to leave you in that issue. I'm going to keep on running after you until you're going to believe in yourselves. ומפני מה, and why, לפי שהעיד עליהם הכתוב, that verses testified on Am Yisrael, שישראל נקראו שבטיה, that Am Yisrael been called the tribes of Hashem. כמו שפרש רשי, like that רשי, זיכרונו לברכה, explained to us, על החנוכי, on the חנוכי, he said, שמי מעיד עליהם, that הקדוש ברוך הוא said, my name is testifying on them, Shem Ya, שהוא בחינת מוכין, the name Yud Kei, that is in the aspect of wisdom, כמו שמובא, like that it's written במדרש, שהאקום, that the non-Jews היו אומרים, they were saying, אם בגופם היו מושלים וכו',
if they would control their own bodies, v'chulei, lefichach, this is why, he'id ha-katuv alehem, the verse testify on them. Because that Am Yisrael have that huge power to control their own yetzer hara, and ezeu gibor akoveshet yitzro, who is that hero, the one that conquers his yetzer hara, and we have that power. And people that are looking at us, for them it's amazing. They cannot understand how you can choose, how you have that free choice. How can you decide? People feel they lost the, I say, moshchot,
the
reins of the horse. This is it. He sees something that has got lust and desire for it. This is it. He fell in love, and he has to achieve it. And he's sick now, and he cannot function. And we have that power. This is what it was saying in Birkot HaShachar. Every day we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer Israel Bigvura. He gives Am Israel the belt that you when you close the belt, you give powers Gvura to yourself. Chagocha Ubecha Al Yarech. You control yourself. You decide, I control myself, and this is. All depends in the decision, in the free choice. And the free choice, like we said and learned so many times, depends in your will. And if you're going to be stubborn and continue to want that thing, even that now you lost control and you don't know what to do with yourself, and mamash, you feel that you don't have the control. If you're going to keep on wanting, finally, you're going to find the moshchot, the reins again, back in your heads, in your hands. And then you're going to be able to control yourself, and you can decide, and you can think, and you can decide. And the nations, they're looking at that, and for them, they cannot understand. How can it be? How they control their own bodies? How they can decide what to do? There are stories on Nazi soldiers that saw Jewish people entering out of clear mind, out with happiness, with joy, to the gas chambers, and they knew exactly what is waiting for them, and they're accepting on themselves to die. And those criminals, those Nazis, they couldn't understand which creatures are those. What it's are they? It's UFOs. They're out of space. Really? How can you accept on yourself death? How can you accept it? But Am Israel, we control ourselves. We control our decisions. We have the free choice in our hands. We're choosing. We're choosing to crown Hashem in Barach on ourselves. And death, Adonai, reunited with Hashem in Barach. Righteous people have faith. For them, death, it's not a threat at all. What the worst thing that can happen to you? You're going to join Rabbi Akiva and his friends. What's going to happen to you? If you really believe that there is a world to come, what do you have to be afraid of? If really you know, you believe there is life after death, Hashem. There was a tzaddik that said that all of his life he was preparing himself to that moment that he's going to reunite with Hashem and Barach. For that, he prepared himself all of his life to that moment that he's going to meet Hashem. You're afraid of it only because of lack of faith. Oh, death, no, he's sick, he's ill, we don't know, what's going on? Hashem is calling, and he's coming. Hashem wanted him to die. Hashem wanted her to die. Hashem separated the soul, the pure soul, and brought it back to her source, to the sea of all souls, to the place that all of the life of the person, the soul, needs and yearns. When she gonna come back to heaven? When she gonna see Hashem? All of her life. This is what the righteous people are doing, like David HaMelech. All of their lives they miss Hashem. What is Hashem? What is Hashem? When finally you gonna meet him? After death. After 120. Then it's a time you see Hashem. Zeh Hashem chikinu lo. This is Hashem. We were waiting for him. Oh, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Chassid Breslev, who waiting through all of the generations to meet Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the ones that haven't seen. When Rabbi Naftali, one time he fell asleep in the Beit Midrash and he saw Rabbi Natan running in his dream. So he asked him, "Why are you running?" So Rabbi Natan told him, "Ani ratz yashar l'Rabenu. I'm running straight to Rabenu." Rabbi Naftali opened his eyes and said, "Rabbi Natan passed away." He knew, this is it, because that was his goal. When Rabbeinu Niftar passed away, Rabbi Natan lost the sun in the middle of the noontime. He lost the light of his life. It took him 1 year and a half to stand back on his legs. He didn't know what to do. Where is my life? Where is my life? Where is the light of my eyes? Where is my life? Rabbeinu went. It took him 1 year and a half to figure out what Rabbeinu wanted him to do. So immediately, what he done? Typed, published again, the Sipurei Maasiyot, and started to work on the second part of Likutei Moharan. When he came back to himself, this is what he done. Afatzah. Alright, now what can I do? This is a real student. A real student. He doesn't think about himself. He's running to do Afatzah. This is Rabbi Natan. And what he's doing? He missed Rabbeinu so much. All of the time in his letters that he writes to his son, he's going again to the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Maybe I'm going to be able to stand in the Dalet Amot of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And he realized, he believes. And for every Jew, for every person, you have life. Life, eternal life. Eternal life is that you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. Like that Rabbi Akiva said. That Rabbi Akiva said that all of his life he was preparing himself to that day, to that moment, that he's going to be able to die on Kiddush Hashem. Who was that Rabbi Akiva? Who was that Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was an Am HaAretz when he entered to the Beit Midrash. He was a 40 years old Am HaAretz when he came into the Beit Midrash. He didn't know nothing. And after 24 years, he's coming back with 24,000 students. Who are you, Rabbi Akiva? And when he's coming back to his town, he's saying, "Everything that I have and you have belongs to my wife." How Rabbi Akiva can say that? Because his wife, Rachel, the wife of Rabbi Akiva, she was supporting Rabbi Akiva from the first day. She believed in him. And she saw a good point in Rabbi Akiva, even though that he was an Am HaAretz, that he didn't know how to read, that he didn't know how to learn, how to write. He didn't know nothing. And she cheered him up. She saw something good in him, against her father, against the world. She was the daughter of Kalba Savua, that he was rich, and a Talmid Chacham. And she dropped everything to be there for Rabbi Akiva. And she was encouraging Rabbi Akiva. And she was doing a lot of stories that Gemara brings. How much she was supporting him to keep on and to go and to believe in himself. The fact that she gave Rabbi Akiva the power to believe in himself, that she believed in him, made those 24,000 students. That Rabbi Akiva believed in himself. That he also can learn. And if I learn, so for sure everyone can learn, Rabbi Akiva said. And he gave him power to go down to each and every one of his students and to teach him the Torah. Because he saw, I made it. By the power of my wife that cheered me up. And so Rabbi Akiva took that power and went to talk to another person, to another one, to another. How you become to be a chief rabbi? You came to yeshiva, this is it, you sit, you learn. Well, the maximum you can become to be a Talmid Chacham. How he become to be a chief rabbi of 24,000 students? Because he wasn't resting. Because he was running and running and running. And not afraid from no obstacles, not from poverty. And not from death. Adrabah. He's expecting to Hashem in Barach when that day is going to come. He's not afraid of nothing. And we all have those powers planted inside of us. We have the same software of all of those righteous people. We're the same kind. We're the same species. Species. Depends where you're coming from.
I want Avram to understand the class also. Miami, where? Los Angeles. How the Queen would say.
I bet.
That everyone will believe in himself. We have enormous powers. And nothing that happened to you in your past is holding you back, except of your lack of faith in yourself. This is the only thing that is tying you to your past. It's your bad thoughts, it's your Yetzer Hara that is telling you, person like you cannot succeed, so many failures, you will never gonna succeed, you're never gonna be able to purify yourself, your lust and desires are so strong, and you're too old, and you're too weak, and you don't have the money to do that, and you don't have the wisdom, and you don't have the language, and you look like this and like that, and all of those things are right when there is no Hashem in the world, Chas v'Shalom. If the world is acting by nature, so okay, the powers that you have are the powers that you have. And this is it. But if Hashem is in the picture, and He's got all of the powers, and everything is in His hand, and you can pray, and you don't need to convince Him because He loves you, and He waits for you. He waits for you. And He wants to give you. More than you want to receive, He wants to give you. So the only problem is that you're coming to ask without a vessel. You go and you knock on the door of a rich person and he's opening the door and you say, you say, what? Can I give something? He cannot give you. And even if you're going to realize what you're asking, so he's going to take out 5 shekels or $5 if you're lucky. But if you're going to knock on his door and going to tell him, Shalom Aleichem, hello, I came to give you a certain privilege and you believe in what that you have, and you're going to convince him to believe also, you're going to tell him, listen, this and that, we're doing it. He's going to believe you. He's going to listen to you. If you don't believe in yourself, well, there's a family, he cannot help you. He's going to give you something to push you away, okay. But when you believe in yourself, and you're going to the king and you knock on the door and they're not opening and you're knocking again and again, in the end they're going to open, and in the end the one that's going to open is going to be happy to meet you, he's going to be happy to listen to what that you have to say, and all of the prayers that you prayed until today never went lost, they're all waiting, and when he's going to accept you, he's going to accept you with all of the prayers, like the Rabbeinu is saying that it's good to pray one tefillah bekavanah with the right intention, because one tefillah with right intention lifts all of the rest of the tefillot that you prayed until now that haven't rised yet. They're stuck, right? You weren't praying right. But if one day you're going to break through to heaven, you're going to reach the sky, you're going to reach Hashem, you're going to cry, you're going to scream to Hashem from a broken heart, not only that prayer is going to rise. That prayer connected to all of the rest of your prayers, and they're all going to come in one shot in front of Hashem in Barach. And Hashem is accepting all of the tefillot. Kone hakol. He's taking everything that you give, everything, every effort counts in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem got good eyes. We just need not to back off. Just always to continue and to continue and to continue, and even if it's become to be so narrow and so dark and so close and you don't know what to do and mamash, you feel all alone, Hashem is with you. Count on Hashem. And Adraba, the ones that are going in darkness, they saw a huge light. Ha'olchim b'choshech ra'u or gadol. When the students of Ezra and Nehemiah went to Eretz Israel to rebuild Beit HaMikdash, it was darkness. It was total darkness. But they were working day and night. We need to believe that we can bring the Geula to Am Israel. And the Geula, why it didn't come yet? The Geula didn't come yet because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to abandon Jews in the exile. This is why he's keep on waiting. Until you're going to come, the Mekabetz Nidcha Amo Yisrael, and going to gather everyone.
even the one that have cannot recognize their Judaism, that they don't know that they're Jews. He's going to come and going to take them all with him. Supposed to come a huge light down to the world, to illuminate the world so much that everything going to be clarified and everything going to be clear and obvious now. All right, another Jew here, another Jew there. The Sitra Achra is learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was exactly Lehavdil, what the Nazis were doing to us. Looking even for someone that is a non-Jew, but three generations ago he was a Jew, his grandmother, she was a Jew. So we're going to take him. Or his great-grandfather was a Jew. Why they were hunting those people? They're not Jews anymore. Jewish took them out from. Because they have something inside. They have souls. They have light inside. And the Sitra Achra knew it. The Sitra Achra knows it. Sitra Achra is fighting on every diamond, on every pearl, on every beam of light. Sitra Achra cannot digest Jews. Cannot. But we're the nation of eternity. Am HaNetzach. No one can kill us. Nothing gonna work. Hashem Yitbarach gives us power. So this is it. But if you don't believe in those powers that Hashem gives you, so you're going to sit. Like Yosef Dan told us. You learned Aleph, you need to teach Aleph. You learned Aleph Bet, now you need to teach Aleph Bet. You learned Aleph Bet Gimel, now you can give classes. Aleph Bet Gimel, there are people that cannot understand it very fast. Start teaching. This is what the Rabbeinu is expecting from us, that we will not going to be afraid. And this is what it's written, וזה שכתוב, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם, look, I'm giving for you, in front of you, before of you, דייקה, כי למעלה, means that it depends in you. I'm giving, but it's in front of you, it depends in you. How are you going to take it? What you're going to take from it? What you're going to make out from it? I'm giving, Hashem is saying. Ani anochi noten. It's in front of your eyes. Just take. How are you going to take? You have to bring vessels. Vessels are the prayers. And to keep on praying. This is all that we have to do. And there is nothing else to do. What else you can do? Just to pray. Kilemala, because above in heaven, ubibchinat kamatz is in that aspect of kamatz that you cannot see. Shekamatz resatim, that it's hidden. You cannot see that light. Aval ifnechem lemata, but down here, in front of your eyes, nitztayer haor lefibchinat akli. The light is formed according to the shape of to the aspect of the vessel. ובשביל זה, and this is why, for that, יעץ בלעם לבלק, בלעם gave that horrible advice to בלק, להכשילם בדבר ערבה, to make them fail in, how you say that?
Immorality.
כדי לקלקל כליהם, to break the vessels. וזה שכתבו חכמי הרפואות, and this is why the wise people of medicines, of health, doctors wrote, Shehasterus refua limshuga. Now, how are you going to say that?
Castration is a cure for insanity.
Wonderful. They're doing it to horses to remove their yetzara. They won't be wild. So, people that act like horses need to help them, the doctors are saying. וזהו סילוקה דיסודה עד הבא ואימא. And this is what is written, that the light of the foundations of Yisod is rising above until the place that was הבא ואימא, means the wisdom and power of understanding. היינו בחינת שמי מעיד עליהם, the aspect of what we said, that the name is testifying on them, means according to your wisdom. This is why Rabbeinu is saying, and the Gemara is saying, that the person is not sinning until he's got Ruach Shtut. Nonsense he's got in his mind, so he's going and sinning. He's acting crazy. This is the sin.
But the person that is wise, so for him it's not a test at all. He realizes it's a sin. I don't want to do that. וזה בקרוב עליי מראים. And this is what is written in the verse. בקרוב עליי מראים. תראין ראין דלה מתפרשין. When the two friends are coming together, the two parts of the brain, the wisdom, היינו המוחין, the wisdom, ואכילתם, שנאמר יכלו ראים, and feeding them, feeding, nurturing the brain, the wisdom, שנאמר, that it's been said, יכלו ראים, ראים, means that need to feed them, היינו התחזקותם, the fact to make them stronger, הוא בשר קודש, how you gonna feed them? You're gonna feed them in בשר קודש, holy meat. היינו, לאכול את בשרי, means, לאכול את בשרי, to eat my flesh, what it means, שהוא בחינת סילוקה דיסודה, means that you eat yourself, means that you control yourself, that you have the power to control yourself, to eat your own flesh, your own body, to decide, I'm doing that, and I'm not doing that. I'm starving myself if I want to, if I need to, I can do that. And if now I decided that I can eat, I'm gonna eat. But I'm going to control myself. I have the ability to eat my own flesh. To control myself. שהוא בחינת סילוקה דיסודה. That is the aspect of the light of the יסוד that rises. היינו תיקונו מגיע עד המוחין. That the light of it, when he is fixed, is reaching to the wisdom. שהם אבא ואימא. That it's אבא ואימא. והוא תיקון הכללי. And it, this is that תיקון הכללי. The general fixing. שעל ידו צרי ואויבי לי הם הקשלו ונפלו. The enemies are failing and falling in front of me. שהם בחינת 70 לשונות. That they are in the aspect of 70 languages. וכשישבר התאווה הזאת, and when the person is going to break that lust, lust for women, ממילא נופלים כל התאוות רעות. By the way, all of the rest of lust and desires are falling by themselves. This is it. This is why Rav Shalom said to pray on that issue half an hour every day. Every day. And especially in the days that you feel clean, that you feel that you don't need to pray on it today, that everything is good, those are the days that the Yetzirah is waiting, that you're not going to pray. Those are the days that you need to do tshuva out of love. It's going to come tshuva out of love. It's going to be prayers only lichvod Hashem, for Hashem Yidbarach. They count small. They count small. When you need something and you pray, it's good. But when you don't need and you just praise Hashem and you're just thanking Hashem Yitzbarach and what that you have, it counts a lot more.
Zot haTorah, that Torah hi leshon Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha. Those are the exact words that Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha said. Ve'amar, and he said that that Torah shehi sod kavanot kiddush. That in that Torah you have all of the secrets of kiddush, ויתבאר במקום אחר אם ירצה השם. And it's written, the explanation on that, Rabbi Nathan is saying, in a different place. We're going to stop here today. Thank you very much.
Is it the Rabbi?
Where is he going to receive? It's written here, look in the book, Chayei Moharan.